booze. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of love.
When it comes to matters of love and tenderness, you need only the Playhouse Love Doctors. You submit them online at 194.com, and we'll tackle them a time or two a week here on the show. First up, Love Doctors. Love Doctors, you're the love gurus. I am engaged. And everybody is telling me that we're moving way too fast, but it's been a whole 4 months already. And we're going to be engaged for at least a year before we actually get married. I'm not crazy, am I?
You are not crazy. If you feel that you are in love and you guys are, you want to spend the rest of your life together. Yes, it's only been 4 months, but I do like that you guys aren't rushing into everything because yes, maybe the engagement is fast. However, you said you guys are going to stay engaged for an entire year.
That helps.
Before the wedding. And I think that will help things. But if you know that's who you want to spend the rest of your life with, get that ring on your finger and then have the year together.
Miss, I got engaged after two dates.
I am not engaged yet.
I don't actually agree. I don't hate it at all, especially with the long engagement, longer engagement. I think that helps because that gives them, you know, a good year for if things aren't working out, you identify that.
Especially, yeah, if you would have got engaged in that 4 months and then like ran off and got married
immediately,
that would be a little bit too much.
Different conversation. Yep, 100% agree. Love Doctors, Love Doctors, you are the love gurus. My husband recently told me that he'd like a hall pass to explore things with a female coworker who has been hitting on him and basically said she doesn't care that he's married if he doesn't. I feel like this is basically saying, if you don't let me cheat, I'm going to be leaving you for this coworker. Would other people perceive it that way?
Yeah, I do not like the fact that he even brought that up to you. If
it's
he
weird.
Is like your loyal husband, he would just tell you, I have this coworker and she's hitting on me. He should think that's uncomfortable. You really need to talk to your husband. No, he doesn't get a hall pass just because some chick's hitting on him. That is not okay.
I guess I don't know how the conversation of like hall passes and like open whatever usually comes up, but I do think if somebody brings it up, he has a specific person in mind. They've already had conversations about doing stuff together, and now you're being looped up into the conversation. It's a little bit of carriage before the horse, a little bit. Like,
oh,
he's
exactly.
Already too far into it. And at this point, if you were to say no because you're not comfortable with it, which you should be able to say that, it does indicate that he's already too interested in somebody else. Like, I think things are messed up now if that's not something you're into.
I can't believe he would think that's even okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a problem there.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely do. And finally today, Love Doctors, you are the love gurus. I went out with a guy and it was almost perfect, except he ate a bunch of his ravioli with his bare hands and then licked the sauce off his fingers. I haven't returned his calls, but I'm pretty sure I'm turned off now. Is that a legitimate reason to walk away, or am I being a child? The thing is, we had some of the most steamy, romantic conversations I've ever had over phone, video chat, or text before we met, to the point where I can't even tell you, but I felt more pleasured by reading somebody's text than I have by being with somebody physically ever before in my life. Do I overlook the ravioli fingers to be with somebody that's made me feel that way?
I am one of the most picky people ever. I would go on dates with people and
sure.
I didn't like the undershirt they were wearing or how their dog acted in public. So I understand being grossed out by that. Who wouldn't be grossed out with someone eating ravioli with their fingers?
Yeah.
However, this was such an amazing date. I suggest another date with no pasta. Maybe do sandwiches.
But who would even pick up a ravioli that way? They're so saucy and gross and slimy.
They'd slip through your fingers.
Why would you eat it that way?
Maybe he grew up eating raviolis with his hands and he doesn't know any better that you put it on a fork.
And maybe you talk to him about it. I kind of like where I think Amy is. I'm initially pretty grossed out. And just like if you just told me, hey, I saw somebody on a date and he ate ravioli with his fingers, I'd be like, you stay away from that person. That's really freaking weird and gross. But then you talk about how he sent you these text messages that had you go, bear with me now. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, RD! Ravioli, you see.
Yes.
The fact that he made you scream, oh, boy, RD, makes me think that maybe it might be worth another shot. Just because you paint a picture that makes me think you really got into it.
That's what I think. But if you can get that image of him eating the raviolis out, can you look past that and then just try not to have any ravioli the rest of the dates, I would stay away from soups as well as any type of pasta.
He's not going to eat soup with his hands.
You don't know
that.
Oh,
God's name, would he do that?
Who do you think would eat ravioli with their fingers? I think he could scoop it up and get all the stuff out of there. You don't know what this man is capable of
eating. Lap it up with a dog.
So maybe stick to finger foods, pizza, sandwiches.
I do think if you tell somebody, listen, I really liked you, but your table manners were revolting, and he used the ravioli fingers as an example, it would make it more top of mind for him. He'd be more cognizant of how he's eating. I do like to think a person would adjust their behavior.
I don't think he would bring that up right away. I think you have to give him a second chance and just see how he is without mentioning it, and then you could.
Yeah, I don't be going to that Olive Garden, I'll tell you that.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case. Loving you.